back to your favorite podcast, Weekly Dose of Therapy, with your host Tori K. Moncrief, and this is episode 6, season 2. Guys, I'm here with the famous Chad Brown.
Yeah, man, the infamous Chad Brown. One and only.
Okay, Chad, so tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I am psychology student. Me last time already. I am a psychology student and a photographer. You know, young, innovative, smart mind, sexy. You know,
look at it, okay? My God, he's so full of it. You're so full of yourself,
yeah, man,
dude.
And, you know, that's all this need to. That's all there is to know for now. You know, we can get more in the episode
when we talk. All right. So today's topic is a little bit off the, you call it, no, different from what we were discussing from the world, the whole rape thing and mixed with signals relationship. So I know a lot of persons are struggling with achieving their goals. We're no experts here, guys, so we're putting that out there so you understand that. But we're just gonna talk about our little tips and tricks where we use to achieve certain things and the kind of the struggles that we kind of go through to achieve them, in a sense. Yeah,
everybody have goals, and to achieve them is a constant struggle, a process.
And the consistency of actually getting it done.
I think the consistency is the hardest part of achieving your goals, because today you get up motivated and you say, no, I'm going to work towards this. Tomorrow you get up and say, no, I'm tired. I can't bother this.
Yeah, and then you have to push yourself constantly.
Yeah, man, that's where it is.
A lot, it really is rough, especially if you tend to have a lot of self-doubt.
Yeah, man, that you know, since a week, I was listening to a seminar by, I think, Les Brown. And
who is that?
This motivational speaker.
I need to listen to someone like
him. Yeah, man, if you listen to my content, then I'm really nice. I listened to this seminar by Les Brown, and something resonated with me, because him say, as long as you live, me a paraphrase here, by the way, as long as you live, you have struggles. And I say, wow, one person might see it and say, yo, how me, I go through this, and then other persons, I go through it. And when they look at them, have them own different struggles.
Yeah, and it's all a part of life's journey. We just have to go through with different struggles, because it helps to make us who we are today. Because, I mean, a lot of people, when you say, oh, how them rich this and them so rich, yeah, I don't know half the struggles where them go through. And yes, they have some people who would have had four parents who would have left certain things. So
four parents?
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Who would have left stuff for them to continue to build on? Jesus
it's
Christ.
It's because of those two parents, ma'am.
Anyways, who would have left stuff for them to build on? Everybody still go through them struggles, whether it be dealing with emotional turmoil.
Yeah, man. That's the thing, you know, because a lot of persons, you know, we're different, we're gonna have with different struggles, we're gonna have with different personalities. Me might have got through financial struggles, you might have got through emotional struggles, but none of them and like the financial worse than the emotional, because with my finance, me can get the finances and still not strive because emotionally, you know, not there yet.
Imbalanced.
So a part of achieving your goals you have to deal with self-development and self-motivation. Honestly,
and balance too, like balance out yourself emotionally, physically,
yeah, man, self-development.
every way.
Every alley,
because that's so important. Because even with me lately, I wouldn't say is it losing my job?
No, when I
alright,
yeah.
Not being in the position that I was in before, I had to readjust a lot, and honestly, it really took a lot from me. I mean, I bounced back really fast, don't get me wrong, because enough people that are probably depressed and can't go through life no more, but I bounced back really fast. But I found myself becoming more connected with God.
I love that.
Yeah, I'm reading the Bible more. Not that I wasn't reading it before, but I wasn't consistent with it at all. Let me slap it in your head. Anyways, so I find myself reading a lot of more Bible plans and stuff. So currently I'm reading one that says, don't worry. And honestly, like, every day I get up and I read it, and every day something just stick out at me. There was a scripture, Philippians, was it Philippians 3 verse 15? No, I think it was 16. There was another part attached to it, and it was saying something about your strength. You have to rely on God to get your strength. And that is something that's really important, because a lot of us feel like, oh, the strength comes from me, but really and truly, I gotta get a push there for really just conquer and go through.
And you know, speaking of self-development earlier, that spiritual aspect of self-development, one of the most important aspects of self-development. And if you think you could just go through life and, you know, which God, we could go party and rare tete. It's a good drain at the end of the day. You have to have a strong spiritual foundation, for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, other persons might have their own opinions, but for me, that is the major part of... If I achieve my goal, I'm supposed to achieve my goal financially, spiritually, you know, every aspect of my
supposed to. So it can, as I say, balance out. Because it will give you that happiness and that peace and that freedom.
Exactly.
Because if one off... everything just feel off. As much as you don't have the others, everything just go feel off. You're not going to feel fulfilled, you know, and all of that. So it's really important. And another thing that I realize with achieving your goals too, you have to be very driven. A lot of people think, you can set the goals and you just do the basic and it happen. But you have to be really driven. Now, one thing with achieving your goals, you think the road will go straight, so... And when you actually start, you go up, down, round, back. And you wonder, when it going to end until it really got through that tunnel? And, you're like,
and
yes,
you know, apart of being driven, you have to be patient too. Because for me...
Me lock back sometimes. But
honestly, you have to be patient.
Me patient, bad.
For me...
Bad.
Apart, all of the goals that I set. For all of the goals that I set, me give a period where, you know, me call it then. We call it the
gestation period.
You can use like that. When you remember what we call it, but we call it something.
Like this period where... pregnant.
All right. This is story for you guys. Yeah, man. So this period where, you know, I allow myself time where if things don't go right, you know, you can bounce back. Yeah, we call it the bounce back period. So most times, two or three times in achieving your goals, you're gonna have
Rocky road.
You're gonna have setbacks, and
you have to give your time to bounce back from them.
If you set a goal for 2 years and next 5 years you don't reach it, that can have a emotional and
can mental, wreck your mental, it was
mental yeah, mush up your man.
So because let's have this. Look how me set this and me not achieve it.
Yeah, man, you get depressed instantly. I say, yo, Jano.
And sometimes too, why you don't achieve certain things when you're supposed to achieve them, maybe you just aren't ready to accept it. That's one. Two, maybe the method that you were using to accept it was just off, and probably you just need to, you know, go back to the drawing board and come again. And you really see, because one thing I realized too, by talking to other persons, I get so many different ideas. I mean, like, you know, me I go about this the wrong way, you know, then, and the idea that where Chad gave me, you know, so that was really a good
really
idea.
Smart, of Chad.
Yo! Anyways, it was a really good idea, you know, so I can use it, and even if I have to tweak it a little bit, I can use it and achieve that, and it really work out. So sometimes too, a lot of us can be very secretive with our goals, and we just want to do it with self, and that's just that. But when you really talk to people and get different ideas and different perspectives, I tell you, say, when you really apply them to your goals, amazing.
And me like how you bring talk to people in it, because for me, I have my friend group, I have my circle, I call it my circle. Yeah, my circle, half a dip on the same mental.
Sorry! Sorry! I was drawing a circle, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, man, we have it up on the same mental level. So when me, you know, dear, when me fall off of, you know, achieving my goals, off of the track.
They're going to push
you. Yeah, man, they're supposed to say, yo, Chad, well, go on. I'm going to say, oh, that I'm going. You're going to say, yo, you want to achieve that. And that's really how it is with me. Because
it's important.
Yeah, man.
Having somebody where you're having in your circle for say, listen, me need to achieve this by X time. Me need when me don't achieve it. And if you come slap me on my head and tell me, say, listen, you're joking with their life. Let's do it.
Yeah, man. And me thankful for them. And me glad to have them. Even Tori, in my company, in our company, Anomaly Photography, we have times where, you know, we slack up on the work, and probably one of the next partner, Chaz or Matthew, are shocking himself. Yo, bro, whenever I say we want to do this, so we start, you know, we start have deadlines for when we want to do certain things.
Deadlines.
And that really missed a change in the company from that.
Yeah, as you talk about deadlines, same. So yesterday I talked to somebody and they say how they want to get certain stuff done and whatever. But it's like every time they plan out them day, something always go amiss and them just don't get everything done. So I say, do a timetable. So they must say, you know, doing a timetable don't make no sense because them plan for do this and then. So I'm like, you know what you need to do? Start communicating with persons who are going to be a part of your timetable.
Well, push out, yeah, man.
Right, so you're going to have like, all right. I'm supposed to say, for instance, go studio today.
Mm-hmm.
Your mother might call you and say, yo, I need you for care of go to the supermarket. Mm-hmm. You tell your mother, say, listen, I'm supposed to be going to the studio for X time. I'm going to be available to you for 2 hours at the supermarket. After that, I'm going to the studio. You see, once you do that now, you get to achieve, you still get to do what you need to do because you set a timeline and a deadline for say, all right, whatever. And then the person was saying that, them want to get a chalkboard, like a whiteboard put up in them room so them can write it down or whatever. And them say, them wait till certain things slow down. Mm-hmm. For them. I say, listen, seize the moment now.
Yeah, man.
Don't wait for no time to say, oh, I'm going to wait till X come true or that come true. Listen, me learn that the hard way. You see, with the podcast, me know, say, me should have did seize the moment from the get-go. If it does, you know. And start it back, and me never after me make the moment they pass, me say the next one will come. Even if it no come, me I go create it and make it work and get it done.
You really have a final work for you, because if you're one visual person, you probably want to write it down somewhere where you can pass and see it. So and you have this constant reminder in your consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
If you're one person where they're on your phone often, you set some reminders where them pop up. Yeah, man, I have this never come up on my phone. I have a reminder on my phone for myself to work out. Sometimes I'm lazy, I'm not get up out of bed because I'm going to work out in the night.
Mm-hmm.
And when I come up on my seat and it pop up sometimes, I say, oh, John, don't try, I don't see any need to do this, though. So you just really have to find what work for you, honestly.
And once you find for work for you, you surpass some bounds you never dreamed that you'd surpass. One person I always admire for that are my mother. My mother always has seized the moment for just do what she need to do.
Mm-hmm.
She might not set like strict timetables for herself to say whatever, but if she say, all right, she's going to do this now, she just like, get it done now. She now going to say, all right, I'm going to make you, yeah, I want to do it now, but I'm going to make you wait till something. That she just do it now, and she just at it until she
right
see where it is.
Then. Yeah, man. I realize that, man.
And a lot of these things I have realized since getting into the whole thing of adulthood.
It's a whole different topic, I don't know, because right, what is adulthood?
Right, that's a whole different topic. We ain't going there. Anyways, but because I mean, right, for me, when I was in high school or whatever, some things my mother tell me, say, listen, you have the work for to do it now. Me like, no, mom, I'm not procrastinating. Oh, yeah, whatever. No, I understand that principle, like, to the T. Me, I say, why me couldn't, and why me never listened to mom before? Why me did so stubborn? And now, me, even with school, I'm realizing that, listen, just once you get it, just start it. Even if you're not done it, start it.
I know.
And then you just structure time now to go back to it every minute and get it done till it's done.
And with that, you really can't go wrong, you know, because if something come up and you just at it right away, you might be flustered because you have a whole bunch of things to do one time. But at the end of the day, you're not gonna have them backed up on you, and you wonder how you come out of this.
And especially if you have it, if you start it, and anything should happen, and you should go back to it, you're not as flustered because you already would have had the foundation.
Yeah,
so you can just go now and just do the do and Yeah.
Anyway, I'm gonna explain this to some members and I was telling my circle. We discussed regular topics for you. Alright, you can stop your circles now. Yeah, man, it's a regular topic for you. I'm gonna explain this to one of my brother them. And I'm left on dramatic, but I'm gonna say it and just leave a dramatic part, see if I like comedy it. My
Lord Jesus.
My main goal in life.
You know, I think I should turn around the car. Oops, sorry. So easier. So guys, if you're listening to this recording, what had happened was that the last thing I said was to turn the car, and then after that we were there chatting. The take wasn't being recorded.
So guys, we had a whole session you know, with the thingy not recording. So blame her for that, guys.
That's not my fault. I just told him that I was gonna turn the car and just ended up that he wasn't recording, and I told him that we were actually recording, you know? You know, mistakes do happen.
Yeah, so Tori's fault.
Alright, so
so what I was saying is that, and it did leave a dramatic pause, by the way. What I was saying is my main goal or my main aim is to be immortal. And yeah, when one asking up on the face, I'm not looking and say, what am I talking about? If not in a sense, where do I get that money from?
If not in a sense.
But what I mean by
it has no sense whatsoever.
What I mean by being immortal is to have a legacy being left, you know, whenever I die. I'm not talking about physical immortality, because I mean that really not possible. But immortality where I have my name being carried on to be something great, you know. Persons can say Chad Brown, and them have to ask who, you know. Chad Brown, you know, say, oh, the great Ray Ray Tay Tay.
So the great Chad Brown created the Chad Brown theory.
Yeah, man. So, they have a theory, most likely named the Brown theory or the Chad Brown theory. And
for psychology.
And what I love is that, for my goal to be immortal, there is no limit on being immortal. Because what I mean by no limit of the day is you have more stuff we can build on to be, if you want to call it more immortal. But there is a lower limit where, you know, you have to do something great to actually be immortal. So that is just my main goal. And with that big goal, you know, I can always break it down into smaller goals for each, like short-term goals, you know. If I finish university, if I whatever, you know. So
finish university, start your own practice.
You have to get your master's to start your own practice. So
I didn't know that.
So finish university.
Thanks for enlightening me.
Yeah, man. No, Chad taught you something today. So that's just my main goal and aim.
So you're telling me, say, after you do your degree, for what? 3 years?
3 years.
Yeah, for turning on the master's
work, an additional 2. I mean, the body never said success come easy, you know.
No, I never said success come easy, but I mean, like, you see my degree now? Like, I just do my business degree, and then after that, I can go get a job, be quite fine, and then if I want to go do my master's, I do it at my own convenience, my own time. I don't have to go, like, straight into it after, because, you know, sometimes...
Oh, okay. All right.
We need to just, take a break from school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, that's very important, guys. So that's why I like my business degree. I'm going to get my master's, though, just not right after. We don't need my degree. I need a break. Sis needs a break.
For me, I have to have that fit, do what I really want. And, you know, we can't sit down and not achieve what we set out to achieve.
Yup.
Because otherwise, what is sense?
Otherwise, what is our purpose in this life?
No, we have other purpose. My purpose is to be sexy. It was given
Shut
to
up.
Me. I didn't choose
Stop
that purpose. It was given to me.
You can't shut up foolishness sometimes, you see.
Yeah, man. So, guys, you know, nobody can tell you, no, that, you know, your goals are too great or too big or too small. Because I hear goals and...
You have to know what you want.
Exactly.
Get in life.
You have to know what you want from your life. So if you feel like, say, your goal of have one brand new suede clocks. I don't know why that come up, but one brand new suede clocks.
That is your goal.
That is your goal. Yeah, man. If your goal of it, wear one suede clocks, one new suede clocks every day, then that is your goal. And
so the steps to achieving that goal is to start looking at work. You take your time when you start a hustle. You get the money.
Are you can always chopping. Not supporting it.
We're not supporting chopping on this episode. This is on this podcast. Chopping is not supporting here. Okay.
So this is the disclaimer, guys. We're not supporting, you know, chopping. But I mean, if that's your goal,
we're then not supporting it. So do not entertain the conversation anymore. Thank you very much.
Yeah, man, but at the end of the day, you guys have to really just, no, we're not experts in success, because obviously we're still a try and we're still a fail. And
as you mentioned that, you know, I was on Clubhouse the other day and we were talking this motivational speech in the group in the morning. It's called Blue Cafe. It's really a nice group. I'm not probably the youngest person in here, because everybody is like way older than me, and them things, I mean, at them age group, like 30 at 40 at, and then they'll say like, oh, I'm just 20, guys, you like, you know, I speak very mature, I'm very mature, but, oh, okay. You know, mm-hmm. Whatever, mm-hmm. Stop it. And they were talking about failing forward. Now, at first, when the person said it, I'm like, what are you talking about? What the hell is failing forward? But they basically explained it to me, they were saying that when you fail, don't look at it as a setback. Look at it as a stepping stone to move on, to basically achieve that goal. So if me fail at one thing, that no means I'm gonna stop. We just have to try again, find a different method, find different solutions to achieve that one goal. A lot of persons probably wouldn't understand that from the beginning, like how I did. Like how I didn't understand it, but after listening to how he spoke about it and how he failed forward a lot of times in life, and now he owns his own business overseas and he's just going with a bag of team. Understand?
You know, so, adding on that point, I was listening to, I don't remember what, but it just stuck in my memory because it was that influential. The person said to feel big. And I was like, feel big, what you talking about? That makes sense.
Yeah, like, why the hell would I want to feel big?
But when he explained it, you know, basically what he's saying is to do the best of what you can. If you fail, it would be a big fail because you did the best and, you know, you pushed everything. So that failure counts as a win. So feel big. Mm-hmm. And
one thing I realized about failures too, they actually make you better because they push you to actually be better at what you're doing. Because even in the same thing of failing forward, there was this speech given by the actor, what's his name? Denzel Washington, right? How the hell me not remember that? Anyways, Denzel Washington. And he was giving a speech and he was saying, a lot of times with acting, you never get it right. Enough time he feel like he would give up on him, keep on and tell him, say, listen. Keep on telling him, say, listen, me have to just try and try and try again. One day it must pay off. And that is something I am learning, even with this whole podcast thing. Sometimes I might not get all of the episodes right. Yeah, people might say, oh, them love it. Some people
might get episode them wrong.
In terms of the content, I might not enjoy it. Shut up! Sorry, guys. That was a bit aggressive.
Yeah,
that was a bit aggressive.
I don't know who you talk to.
I apologize, sincerely.
You're gonna put it.
It's Chad. That's why I end up talking to him like that, guys. I'm sorry. I know I sound a bit low. Something wrong with my throat. Anyways, right. So, there are a lot of things in life, like your craft or what you're passionate about. You might not always succeed at it, but the one thing is important is that once you fail, you get up and you try again. Because those failures are just, as I would have said before, the stepping stones in order to be that great person. Because even, alright, look at it this way. A lot of persons who are like 50 odd now just achieve certain goals. And that doesn't mean, say, them they're the worst person ever. Although they're worst off, but it's just that it's your time to shine. No, look for Naomi. Naomi, what is which name again?
Which Naomi?
The girl that had the 50. The girl that had the 50-year-old actress that had her baby the other day. And this other girl. Sorry, guys. Sorry. This other lady who started directing her, who actually started achieving her goals. Directing career at 50. I mean, enough time, I tell you, say the failure they might look enough, but if you just continue on the same path, you definitely achieve it, no matter what age. Because a lot of times, too, with us achieving our goals at this age, sometimes we feel like, say, because we not achieve it, we are the worst thing ever, or we not reach nowhere. But let me tell you something, you see, when it's your time to shine, it is definitely your time to shine. Nobody can take that away from you. And not because you see somebody else achieving certain goals at a certain age means that you're never going to achieve them. Because you still don't know what kind of background you're coming from in terms of getting those goals. So you might have somebody who is 20 who probably not start drive a car yet. And that's because they don't have a family where they can just say, okay, money can lend me a money, I'm gonna buy a car, or you can buy a car for me, and me will take care of it after, you understand? So you have to think about that. So not everybody has that. So not because you're 20 and I drive means you're the worst thing ever. Just wait a turn. Who can tell? Probably when you reach 25, you drive a big bad Beamer, and the person who you see have them care for them at 20 still drive them old little jalopy here.
You know, something where I always try to keep in mind, it come in handy whenever, you know, we mess up and we feel something. You have to always remember, it's a failure inevitable, and if you know that and you feel, you still go feel a waste, you feel, but use that as motivation to push forward, because everybody that ever achieved something great has
had multiple failures. Multiple. Look my eyes at Newton with the light bulb. Enough time him did try before him actually get it right. Yeah, so you always have people or stories that you can rally back on and say, you know, these people really failed on them. You know? And try again and them come great. So me can do the same thing.
Yeah man, so them failure that really should not stop you from pushing towards what you desire or what you have as your goal. I mean, it might discourage you if you're one and two times and you say, yo, Jano, how am I really gonna do this? But just try to find you know, your motivation, self-motivation, that is really important. Come on, well, you have this huge goal, this huge task, and you say, yo, we can do it. But everybody else around here still say, brother, you're a madman. If Jim could have did this, are you going to do it? And if you don't remember, say, yo, you can do it, you listen to them and you actually don't.
So you end up holding back your potential. So self-motivation is another important thing when achieving.
Yeah, man, it's really important. And
sometimes when you don't have the drive, find it deep within. Come here telling you, say, enough time I don't have the drive to do crap. Enough time I wish I could have just lie down in my bed and don't do crap.
But and sometimes you actually lie down in your bed and don't do crap in a way, you're not supposed to stay in that state there.
Yeah man, because you're going to need some time, you know, for yourself to, you know, just freeze off and come back. But you just don't stay in that zone. You have to get up and get it, no matter what the cost may be. If it have to be late nights, it's late nights. If it have to be early mornings, it's early mornings. And another thing too that I see a lot of people say that early bird catches the most worms. Like you have to get up early to achieve your goals. Let me tell you something. You can still achieve your goals then if you stay up till 5 o'clock the next morning. Stay up in the wee hours of the night. It's the same thing. It's all about what you are comfortable with and what works for you.
I know something just come to me when you said that though. To me, I don't think the early bird, although despite popular belief, and the early bird catch the worm, the bird will work smarter. Because you might come out early, and when you look at them time, the worm come out in the evening. Well, you're the smart bird now. You just come out.
When the worm come out, you just grab it at the same time. That is so true.
Yeah, man. So, guys, a part of working hard is working smart.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just get up and don't out yourself. And
at the end of the day, you have $1 anything.
When you can put in something and you end up with $2 at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. So, that is true.
You know?
Just like when it comes down to investing, it's like working the money and you put it into something so it can go and work for you, because that is the whole aim of, you know, working smart and not hard. I know sometimes it's not easy, you know. It's easier said than done, because sometimes we just feel like we need to kill out ourselves, we feel like we achieve something.
I know, sir.
But sometimes just by, you know, you using less energy to achieve that one goal, you'd see how much more you steps you can make by just applying little less energy to something. We can just take 5 minutes instead of you taking 10. My mother teach me that something that me never used to understand. So me used to take like 40 hours to do one task and she do it in 5 minutes. And it's because she just use a strategic method where she say, alright then, let me give you an example. Let me find an example, guys. I can't find an example right now. But when I find an example, I'll let you know.
And
but
I think success, or talking about your success, is way easier. It's way easier than done. And boy, you know, you have to tell sometimes, you have to tell somebody, you know, who you're accountable to, you know, your goals them. Because
mm-hmm.
if you tell one small-minded person, they're going to say, oh, you can't achieve that. It even makes sense to push them towards that. But if you tell somebody where they're on an equal mind or an equal level, connectively.
Like you, yeah.
Like me? Yeah, respect. Yeah, man, they're on an equal level as you, you know, then you can have that person there, a pusher. And sometimes, a lot of self-motivation is important. You need to have persons around you where push you to. Because, as you said, sometimes you're going to lie down your bed and don't want to get up.
And somebody, you just need that one person for texting and say, what are you doing?
Yeah, man.
I'm lying in my bed. Get your ass up. You need to get some stuff done. You're joking.
Well, what do you think? You know? So strong still, but you get the gif.
Yes, me and people who talk to me that strong, so me get the gif. But yeah, it's true. Cause alright, I have a friend, she has her blog.
I know that.
She has her blog. The blog name Surviving Sir, 20-somethings. Yes.
Mm.
No, I know she hasn't posted in a while. Sweetheart, I love you dearly. And I know you have a lot on your plate. That's why I'm not plague about it. Or I'm not going to plague about it right now. Because I know you have a lot on your plate. But, I mean, when she fell off shape, she had one of her friends tell her, I said, look, you need to get cracking. She said to that friend, you see, whenever I drop off a shape with this blog, I needed to just push me to do it. And the friend was there in her skin until she actually started it up. But I mean,
why weren't you that friend? Sorry,
I was in her skin too, so shut up. You know, so please, if you stop, be so aggressive with you. I'm sorry.
How cause me sexy?
Don't talk. Have a seat.
I got this too. Continue.
No, but
you have a lot of editing.
Having that one, I'm not cutting out anything.
No, you are. Because
all of this is staying in there. So. We are letting all of this stay there. But having that one friend to push you guys, it really changes everything, and just make you feel like you're not alone in the world. You understand? You have that one person where you can always rally back and count on. But it is also of paramount importance that the person who is your cheerleader understands you too and understands when you need a push. Because sometimes you just know nobody down in your skin and tell you nothing. And them have to respect that. And then them have one next time where them know, say, alright, she really need a push there, so I'm going to push her. And you have to know how to be very, very, methodology.
Don't make up the word, Terry.
You have to use different methods to get through to the person too. I tried to cut. There's a word called that method.
I don't know, methodology. I know that. When I think of that, your choice.
I know that. My choice. But we don't understand what me I say. You don't want to laugh out this thing, you know. We don't want nobody take me for clown. So, anyways, we don't understand exactly what me I say. But I don't want to seem like we are going perfect, over, you know? Yeah, perfect or reiterating ourselves constantly. But we just wanted you guys to know that, listen, you're not the only one out there suffering through these things. And I know it's important to have a place or a safe place. I'm not chat foolishness. A safe place where you can, you know, listen to somebody else who is going through the same thing, or even give back, you know, talk back to the person and leave a comment so the person can always talk to you too. Because a lot of us are going through some tough times right now, especially in the pandemic, and achieving those goals. Sorry, and not having a job.
Mm-hmm.
Not having a job, not having a support system or mm-hmm. anything at all. It's really hard. I mean, I might not be going through those struggles, but I can imagine how hard it is. You understand? So just having this safe space is so important, and that is why I do this podcast, because I get a chance to just talk about stuff with you guys, and you guys can relate, and you know, you can always come back and talk to me, and you know, give my feedback as well. So yes guys, so you know, that is the end of this podcast, and I just want to say thank you to my guest
awesome,
the one and only Chad Brown,
her awesome guest.
Guys, I have on the AC. I mean, I don't know, I just have coughed down the place. My apologies. Let me leave you something. Anyways, yes guys, so thank you so much for tuning in to Weekly Dose of Therapy, and I do hope you all enjoy this episode, and you guys have been enjoying the episodes from the weeks before. Make sure you check them out, and remember to share the link with your friends, your friend, your mother friend,
your friend, sister friend, your uncle friend,
and the whole of your family. Come in and want about now, you know, draw out the thing, you know. Yeah, but you know, just share the link, give your feedback as usual, you know. I'm here ready to talk anytime. I know I suck at texting. Don't laugh, it's not funny. It's not funny guys, but yeah, I know I suck at it, but when I do get the chance to reply, I will reply. Alright guys, so see you guys next week. Bye
guys, you know, see you again.